Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It is Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, my dear brothers and sisters and friends who join us for these five-minute slices of the bread of life, the Word of God that brings us to the bread of life, Jesus Christ, that we might have life evermore. And here we are in chapter 3 and verse 7. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me by the working of His power to me, though I am the very least of all the saints. This grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that He has revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in Him. So I ask you not to lose heart, over which I am suffering for you, which is your glory. Paul's writing out of prison. He's suffering for Jesus, but he says, listen, don't look with pity upon me. Just pray for me. And don't be ashamed of me because I'm suffering. I am suffering for the triumph of Christ in you, the glorious good news of the gospel. I'm a minister. Every Christian suffers, and certainly gospel ministers are going to suffer. And this is a gift of God's grace. Not only was my salvation a gift, not only was my calling as a minister the gift, not only my appointment as an apostle to the Gentiles was a gift of God's grace, my suffering is a gift from God. And through all of this, the unsearchable riches of Christ are being manifested. That this Jesus, who came through the sons of Abraham, didn't come just for the sons of Abraham, but came for sons of Abraham who are sons of Abraham by the circumcision of the heart as they are born again and believe in Jesus Christ. And that God is bringing to Himself the circumcised and the uncircumcision through the circumcision of Christ, that's cutting away our sin record and our sin heart so that we are one in Christ. And I have the privilege to proclaim this to the world and see this glorious church made up of all kinds of entities and categories and ethnicities, but we're one in Christ. And then the church, by displaying this diversity united in Christ, and that we are one in Christ, indwelt by the Spirit, proclaiming Christ to the praise of the Father, as this is now revealed to the world through the presence of the church has the mission to declare the glory of God through seeking the lost from every tribe and nation, and then showing the unity of our redemption in every single church, the Church of Jesus Christ, as it's manifested locally. So, my dear friends, we don't do cultural churches. We do Christian churches. And Christian churches certainly realize, well, I have to think about how to evangelize this group in the synagogue and this group in the marketplace. But I got one message for both of them. I have to start at different places. I might use different genres of music. But when the church gathers, we are one in Christ. This isn't a cultural entity. The world has that. This is an expression of unity in Christ, where our diversity has become a glorious testimony in our unity in Christ. And the world now looks, that's our job, to show to the world that we can't be explained by culture, by race, by ethnicity. We who were not a people have become the people of God. That's the gospel message, and Jesus Christ can save you too and unite you in this new humanity that Jesus Christ is Lord and glorious Master of all. So listen, when you see a Christian suffering, when you see a minister suffering, don't be ashamed of it. Pray for them. That's the calling of God's grace, just like their salvation. And when you see it, all you need to do is tell the world, look at what Jesus is doing. We don't lose heart when we're under assault by the world. We have a heart from Christ, and we have a heart for the lost. We even have a heart for those who persecute us in Christ. So we pray, and we praise, and we declare the preeminence of Christ by the prominence of Christ in the church, not the prominence of our pedigree or our preferences, the prominence of Christ, one in Him. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.